Get ready for a replay of a popular episode that we had about no spend challenges. Enjoy, and don't forget, if you haven't done so, to fill out the podcast survey at jenhemphill.com/podcast survey and be entered to win a $100 gift card. Enjoy the replay. Need a judgment-free zone when it comes to your financial life? Bienvenida to the Her Dinero Matters podcast, a bilingual podcast for today's Latina who typically thinks English but feels her Latina culture through and through. I am your host, Jen Hemphill, and each week we have down-to-earth money conversations from people in la comunidad Latina that will leave you with more confidence and inspiration to help you take control of your money. Lista? Let's do it. Hola, Reina. Bienvenida. Hey, Queen. Welcome. This is Jen Hemphill, and I am grateful you chose to spend your time with me today. Today, it's literally just you and me. We're going to be spending some quality time together, and it is a new month. We have started the month of October this month. We will be covering creative ways to save money, and today, I'm going to talk to you about no spend challenges. Now, if you haven't heard of them, no worries. I've got you covered. In today's episode, you're going to learn the benefits you don't want to miss out on from a no-spend challenge, as well as what to consider when doing one and what not to do, what to do, as well as the key things you need to do after doing the challenge. So it's not just about doing the challenge, but after doing the challenge, you actually need to do some homework. Before we do that, let's go into the Reina of the Week. And this week's Reina of the Week is Jessica, who has been able to save yet another month of emergency savings for her emergency savings, which completes 3 months for her and her family. So congratulations, Jessica. Great job. I know you've worked really, really hard to do so. If you want to nominate someone who you feel should be recognized, you can submit your nomination over at jenhemphill.com/Reina of the Week. This mujer, this woman can be anybody, and it doesn't have to be someone who is currently listening to this podcast. It could be a coworker, a friend, a complete stranger that you saw doing some amazing things, whoever the case may be. It can be yourself. It can be yourself as well. Let's just get you or someone you know the recognition that they deserve. So let's move on to today's topic, no spend challenges. I've been doing this in terms of podcasting for 4 years approximately. And in during that time, I've learned a ton. But as far as no spend challenges, I didn't hear about them probably a few years ago. It was a completely new concept to me. Now, what is a no spend challenge? Basically, what you think it is, essentially from the name, you don't spend for a certain period of time. So it's a challenge to get you not to spend so you can save for a certain or a designated period of time. So the purpose of this challenge or of a no spend challenge, if you haven't done one, is to really reset or refresh your savings habits. So that way you can save money to go towards debt repayment, to go maybe on a trip, to really fill more, to really fund more of that emergency fund. Maybe you need to buy some furniture. I know we need to replace our sofa like real quick. Our dog has done a number on it over the years. And honestly, I'm starting to get sick of looking at the sofa. So it can do a number of things. Again, it'll help you refresh those habits for savings, help you pay some debt, help you save for a trip, help you save for a piece of furniture that you've been needing like a sofa. It can help you put more money into your emergency savings. It can do any number of things. So the purpose of the challenge is what you deem it to be in terms of where you want that savings or what the purpose of the savings should be. Okay. So some examples when you search, if you want to Google no spend challenges, They're very general, and I'm going to talk about why I want you to be more specific. So you have the no spend weekend challenge, where throughout the course of the weekend, you don't spend any money, because what happens during the weekend? We tend to eat out more, maybe we'll go shopping, and there goes our money out the door, right? Or a no spend week challenge, again, where you're literally not spending money except for maybe the bills, right? Things that are you need to pay, but no eating out and no extra frivolous spending. Or the no spend month challenge. Again, it's just the period of the month. So you have a weekend, a week, a month, or if you really, really want to challenge yourself, could be a whole year of really minimizing that spending and really not spending in certain areas for a whole year. So some benefits. So there are definitely some benefits of a no spend challenge. Outside from the obvious that you can save some money, you can get creative with what you have. Maybe you have some gift cards that you forgot about, some loyalty points that could be used up. You can ransack that pantry and find things that you completely forgot about and challenge yourself to try or invent a new recipes with what you have. I know we've done that plenty of times, because your pantry, you buy things, right? And you put them away. And then you go to the grocery store and you don't necessarily check the pantry before you go to the grocery store. I know I'm guilty of this all the time, to see how much rice you may have or may not have. And then you end up buying a bag of rice when you already had two in there and you didn't check. So it ends up getting filled up with things that you can use. And you just need to challenge yourself to do that. And you can definitely save money versus continuing to buy a bag of rice or cereal or things of that sort, or some snacks that your kids like that you have like boxes and boxes because you got it on sale. So you really can get creative with what you have. And it allows you, if you're open to it and if you allow yourself, is to be open for new opportunities to learn and grow. It's like you can search for free activities to do on the weekends versus paying for something. Instead of going to the mall, you can go to a free museum instead, or go to the park that you never go to that has a spectacular view or a really nice trail, things of that sort. So it allows you to just be open to those new opportunities to learn, to grow, to enjoy yourself, to enjoy your family. So those are some of the benefits. Now, with no spend challenges, I do like them, but I like them to be specific. I don't like them to be general in terms of let's not spend money this weekend. And that's fine, like for example, for a weekend. But if you're wanting to hone in on really understand or on an area that is a weakness of yours, you can try a no spend challenge in that area. Okay. So for example, one of my weaknesses is coffee, or another weakness is eating out because it just can be easier. So thing you need to know yourself and really understand and be honest with yourself and pick an area. That's for me, key is making sure it's not just saying, don't spend any money in this area. But the big thing for me that I feel, this is just Jen's opinion, just my opinion, is that you need to really focus on the areas that you yourself need most work on. It may be going to the coffee shop. It could be, it may be going, getting some ice cream, maybe going, eating out, those type of things. So I wanted to make sure that I address that, because I think it's important, because when you Google no spend challenges, it's literally about not spending any money. But I really think if you work baby steps on one thing at a time, eating out, any area that you like to spend on, going shopping, those type of things, then you can actually work, really understand yourself and work on that action, so you know you have a better understanding of not, you have an opportunity to do some reflection, especially if maybe you're an online shopper, right? And it's late at night and you happen to be online and you go on Amazon or you go on your favorite store and you happen to find something that there's a deal on and you're like, oh, I really want to get this. But if you're in that no spend challenge, you're obviously wanting to avoid that. So it gives you that opportunity to grow and to help minimize those areas of weakness that we all have. Okay. So I challenge you for the no spend challenges to pick areas that are challenging for you in terms of your own weaknesses and do a no spend challenge around that and build upon that. So here are some things that I say you would need to consider. I've already addressed one, and is to choose one focus area to not spend on. And another, and I really talked about that in depth, so I'll leave it alone. And another part, another thing that you need to consider is ask yourself, why are you even considering it? Why is this important to you? Why do one, right? Why do one? You need to ask that question of yourself and answer it. Is it because you know you can do better with your money? Is it because you've been spending quite a bit and the spending has gotten out of control? Is there a goal that you're trying to meet and you just need more money to meet that goal? What is it? As well as you want to ask yourself, what do you want to gain from it? So why are you considering it? And what do you want to gain from it? Maybe is minimizing those impulse spendings that you do at late at night when you get online. Maybe is minimizing those trips to the coffee shop. Maybe is minimizing how much you eat out as a family. So what is it that you want to gain from it? And you also, as you consider a no spend challenge, you want to decide the time frame. I know I mentioned that you could do this a weekend, a week, a month. I wouldn't necessarily go a year. You can, but you want to start off with baby steps. You don't want to just from the get-go, just go for a year, right? Build upon it, right? Maybe a month, then 2 months, then 3 months, then 4 months, those type of things. So you want to decide ahead of time the time frame. Are you going to do this for a weekend and see how well you do and then build it up to a week and then build it up to a month and so forth? So what is the time frame for your challenge? And you want to decide ahead of time, what will you do with the money saved? If you ask yourself what you want to gain from it and why you're considering it is maybe for a goal that you're trying to reach, you know that maybe that money that you saved during the challenge can go to that particular goal. So you want to decide ahead of time, what is it that you're going to do with the money saved? And when you're planning this to do a no spend challenge, you also want to make sure, think about all the distractions that you have that tempt you, that cause you some temptation to spend, and think about removing those distractions that can cause that temptation to spend. And you know what those are. So let's say, granted, you maybe, if you're an online spender or online window shopper, if you will, and you know when it's late at night, that's when you're most prone to spending. It may be that you get off your laptop or the computer or your phone, because it's not just your laptop. You can shop on your phone. Just make a rule that you're going to get off at a certain time, right? And that's a part of your challenge. Or maybe if you like weekend trips to the mall, maybe it's avoiding the mall. Maybe it's also unsubscribing from those emails that send you those promotions that are really tempting because you can buy one, get one free, or there's this no shipping deal, or there's this really sale on these, I don't know, let's say shirts that you haven't seen such a great sale on. The sales will come again, right? So maybe just unsubscribe, even if it's just temporary, and your inbox will love you. Because think about how many emails we get on a daily basis, which pretty much most of them are promotion. Am I right? Or am I right? Notice I didn't give you any other option but to say I'm right. So you want to remove all those distractions that's going to cause you temptation. And then finally, you want to talk to your household. So if it's just you, you know what's going on. But if it's not just you, if you have a spouse and children, you want to talk to your family. And so everyone can be on the same page and everyone can help in the challenge and keep accountable, right? Keep each other accountable. Or if it's your children, they're going to help you. They're going to love that. They're going to absolutely love to say, Mom, don't you do that. You're on this no spend challenge. You're not supposed to go get that coffee today. Right? So they're going to love because it's their time to tell you what to do. So they're going to enjoy that. So make sure you talk to your family, your household, so everyone can be on the same page and help with the challenge. So those are some things to consider when doing a no spend challenge. Now, once you have done and completed the challenge, you're not free to go. There's still a little bit of work to do. So you want to assess how you did. How much money did you save? What have you learned? What new habits do you want to add to your life that you have learned throughout the course of the challenge? And when do you want to do the next challenge? Think about that, especially if you had a successful no spend challenge. And finally, you want to make sure that you put that savings to work. So starting the challenge, you had brainstormed or you had thought about or decided where that money is going to go. So this is, you did the no spend challenge. You saved X amount of money. Now is to put it to work. So do that. So that is in a nutshell all about no spend challenges. We talked about what they are. We talked about the purpose of the challenge, which again is refreshing your state of mind for saving, is for really helping you save in different areas of your life that your goals that you haven't been saving as much on or you want to improve upon. We talked about different types of spend challenges. We as well covered the benefits of no spend challenges. And we went into detail on what you need to do, what you need to consider, and in planning for that no spend challenge. And remember, I'm going to say it again, make sure to choose one focus area not to spend on. You can do a weekend challenge where you just don't eat out, you don't spend any challenge. But if you're doing a longer no spend challenge, I really encourage you to choose one focus area so you can get it. Not only allows you to grow, but it gives you a better idea in terms of your whole financial picture of, yes, this is definitely a critical part of where our money escapes, and you're going to be able to learn from that. So choose one focus key area. So we covered the what to consider. And again, the biggest one for me is choosing one focus area, especially if you're doing a longer than a weekend challenge. Again, a weekend challenge, I think you can get away with just saying, we're not spending money this weekend. But if it's longer than that, I really think you should focus on one area, your weakness. And remember, we all have them. And then we also covered the post. What do you do after the challenge? Because it doesn't stop there. So we also cover that. So I hope that you found that helpful. Now, the pregunta of the week, because remember, we're doing a freebie this month. The pregunta of the week is, what is the biggest key when planning a no spend challenge? So I said what it was. Maybe for you, the answer is different, and that's okay. There's really no wrong answer. The right answer is what is most important for you. And to answer the question, you need a free account in the Her Dinero Matters Hub. If you already have one, You can simply log into it by going to herdinettomattershub.com. And if you don't have a free account, we've got you, because you can simply go to jenhempill.com/win and you can sign up from there. This month's freebie is a PDF where it's a checklist that you can use when planning your next no spend challenge. So to get that, you need to answer the 4 questions for the month of October, and you'll automatically get access to that PDF checklist. So get on it. That is a wrap for today. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to really spend some time with me. And be sure to check out the show notes at jenhempill.com/190. I can't believe that. 190. We're nearing episode 200. And you can refer to everything you need from the show. Also, don't forget, if you love this episode or this podcast, it would mean the world to me if you share it with a friend, family member, coworker, or even a stranger. Nunca se sabe. You never know when someone is in pain or having a challenge in their financial life. Just a sheer sharing of this podcast or episode may be that push or inspiration they need to move forward. Until then, stay consistent on those money actions and habits so you can not only be the reina of your money, but love your dinero more. You've got this. Tú puedes. Nos hablaremos el próximo jueves. I'll talk to you next Thursday. Ciao.